Now, it's our pleasure to introduce you to four representatives of Steel City Shakespeare. Their production of Hamlet is going to be opening up on October 5th and running through its closing date of October 14th. We'll give you show dates and times in a little bit. The venue is Millvale Community Library. And let's first meet everybody who's here with us, and we'll start with the director, Alan Irvin. Good morning.
Good morning.
And anything to say about this production?
Just that we're really looking forward to setting it up. It's in Millvale Library for a very specific reason. That one of my ideas for the show is that Hamlet's a lot about eavesdropping and spying and characters listening in on each other. And so to set it someplace where there were bookshelves and nooks and alcoves was one of the things I wanted to do. So we looked around thinking bookstores, libraries, and so Millvale is a small library, so it'll be an intimate show, and then action goes in and around some of the bookshelves and in some little alcoves and things like that. So we're really using the space in a really kind of interesting way.
That sounds like fun. After it's a big hit, you can maybe eventually move it to the White House. There's all sorts of things, you know, you can sneak in, or maybe we'll work our way up to that building. Yeah. We'll start with another federal building. Now, that's actually a really creative space, too, and a great space. We have three actors here with us, too.
Yeah, we got the total cast is five, so people are playing multiple roles. And we've got three of the five with us today, so.
Well, let's meet one of them. What's your name?
My name is Bob Colbert, and I'm playing Horatio, Polonius, and Rosencrantz.
Oh, my. I always liked Rosencrantz. Where are you from, Bob?
New Kent, New Kensington.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, how long you've been acting? And
I've been acting since I was very small, around age eight. I've done stuff with Saltworks Theater Company, took classes with them, with the CLO Academy, and I graduated from Messiah College in 2016 with a BFA in musical theater. So, yeah, this is kind of... I'm doing what I want to be doing.
Well, that's great. Thank you for being with us this morning. Next, we are going to chat with Darren. Good morning.
Morning. How are you doing?
Good. Can you tell me a bit about you?
Yeah, sure. I'm Darren Mosley. I recently graduated from Slippery Rock University last year. I'm from York, PA, so pretty much the other side of the state. I graduated with a dance major and theater minor, which... I've been doing a lot of theater since I moved to Pittsburgh, which is really interesting since it wasn't even my main field of study, but I love it. I'll be playing Claudius, the Gravedigger, the Ghost of Hamlet, and there's one more, but I think it's the Player King.
The Player King.
Oh, dear God.
We expect you to remember all your roles here. You mentioned dance. When did you know you had a love of dance?
I knew when I was 5 years old and I had no rhythm dancing in my mom's kitchen, I wanted to dance.
Interesting. So how did you learn?
Well, we used to just watch TV shows. My mom didn't really have money to send me to dance class, so I would watch like performances of Alvin Ailey on YouTube and some of the ballet stuff and just try to mimic them the best I could. Then in high school, we got a performing arts program, and one of the dance teachers was like, I want you to come to my studio. I'll pay for the classes. Just learn.
And that was in New York?
Yeah, that was in New York.
That's fantastic. Now, also, our last cast member today here with us, and we have three of the five, right, is Anne. Tell me about yourself.
My name is Anne Ramat, and I will be playing Hamlet, just Hamlet. I'm the only person who doesn't double in any way in this show. I'm from a town called Northern Cambria originally. I'm currently living in Monroeville, and I've been acting for many years, full-time professionally for about four.
Where is Northern Cambria? I know Cambria County. Is it in Cambria County?
Yes. If you have... Probably the closest town that you might have heard of is Evansburg.
Sure.
Yeah, we're around there.
Well, great. It's nice to have you here. So, Alan, your actors have a scene prepared. Do we need to set it up?
I'll just set it up a little bit. It's one of the more famous scenes from Hamlet. And towards the end of the play, so our setting is in a graveyard in outside the palace of Elsinore. And we're going to have Hamlet and Horatio, and it starts off with a gravedigger coming in. And that pretty much sets it up. So, night in the graveyard.
In youth when I did love, me thought it was very sweet to contract all the time I might behave. Me thought there was nothing meet.
Has this fellow no feeling of his business that he sings at grave-making?
Custom hath made it in him a property of easiness.
Whose grave's this, sirrah?
Mine, sir.
I think it be thine indeed, for thou liest in it.
You lie out on it, sir, and therefore it is not yours. For my part, I do not lie in it, and yet it is mine.
Thou dost lie in it. To be in it and say it is thine, 'tis for the dead, not for the quick. Therefore thou liest. What man dost thou dig it for?
For no man, sir.
What woman, then?
For none, neither.
Who is to be buried in it?
One that was a woman, sir. But rest her soul, she's dead.
We must speak by the card, or this equivocation will undo us.
How long will a man lie in the earth ere he rot?
In faith, if he be not rotten before he die, he will last you some 8 or 9 years. A tanner will last you 9 years.
Why he more than another?
Why, sir, his hide is so tanned with his trade that he'll keep out water a great while. And your water is a sore decay of your horse's undead body. Here's a skull now. This skull has lain in the earth 23 years.
Whose was it?
A pestilence on him and a mad rogue. I poured a flagon of Rhenish on my head once. This same skull, sir, was York's skull. The king's jester.
This?
In that?
Let me see. Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio. A fellow of infinite jest, of most excellent fancy. He hath borne me on his back 1,000 times, and now how abhorred in my imagination it is. My gore rims at it. Here hung those lips that I have kissed I know not how oft. Where be your jibes now? Your gambols, your songs, your flashes of merriment that were wont to set the table on a roar? Not one now to mock your own grinning? Quite chapfallen? Now get you to my lady's chamber, and tell her let her paint an inch thick. To this favor she must come. Make her laugh at that. But soft. But soft, aside, here comes the king.
Steel City, Shakespeare. That was mesmerizing. All of you. Terrific. I was kind of enthralled by Hamlet listening. So what are the show times? I have those in my head if you don't. Oh, I have them now in front
of me.
There
you go.
but I was going to try to remember. So October 5th, Friday, is the opening. And there are 7 p.m. shows. On Friday the 5th, Saturday the 6th, and then again the following Friday and Saturday the 12th and 13th, and then Sunday matinees, the traditional way, at 2 o'clock on the 7th and the 14th. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 7 and 2, opening up this coming Friday, and then a week later at the same times. And there's a suggested donation to attend. You can learn more at steelcityshakespeare.com. And how exciting that this is going to be happening. Do you have other plans for the season brewing?
In December, the company always puts on a Christmas carol. So already planning that and looking at what they're going to do with that.
Excellent. And anything else you'd like to mention about this show? The Millvale Library is the venue. It should be fun. I wonder if they've ever done a play there before.
No, Steel City has done like some readings. They have a Thursday night, like I think it's the final Thursday of the month or something, that do readings. Particularly Edgar Allan Poe's birthday is an annual one and things like that. But this is the first show that we're doing in the library itself.
Well, excellent. And I want to thank all of you. Anything any of you wanted to say? Hellos, shout outs, thank yous. Michael is out there. I can't see everybody out there. It's dark. Who else is out there?
Well, it is Mike from Mars and Angie.
Oh, there's Angie. Yeah. Yes, here.
And Bob's dad.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Dad slash chauffeur.
We need to illuminate things out there. We try to save the museum a little money by keeping the lights off. Well, thank you all for being here today, and I hope the opening goes well. I'm sure it's a very busy time as you get it all ready.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we're pushing to get it all set and ready, and we'll be moving into the library this week to fit it all into place.
Well, check it out. At the library, Steel City Shakespeare Center's production of Hamlet by William Shakespeare. You gave him top billing, but directed by Alan Irvin with Shakespeare top billing. And steelcityshakespeare.com is where you can go to get additional information, all presented by the Steel City Shakespeare Center.